From Cherry Hill Publishing, Cleared High, by Tom Barber. Book 10 of the Sam Archer Thriller Series. Read by Rich Brennan. He was a big man, and he could drink. Beer, wine, whiskey, or vodka. It didn't matter. He'd put away plenty of all four the previous night, in what had turned out to be a top 10 all-time bender. After pinballing from bar to bar, downing drink after drink, he'd staggered home around 5 a.m., doing his best to blot out what was about to hit. But what would prove to be the luckiest morning of his life, he woke up a few hours later, feeling as if someone was pushing hot needles into the back of his eyes. He belched, the sour taste of stale pizza and cigarettes in his mouth, then only just made it to the bathroom before throwing up. He waited a few minutes for the retching to stop, rinsed out his mouth, and went back to his bedroom and slumped in a chair, holding a hand over his eyes to try to block out the morning light. It was a sunny day outside. Several of the windows of his apartment were open, and he could hear the seemingly never-ending whine of police and fire truck sirens echoing in the air. They were particularly noisy this morning, but then again, the sirens were never silent in this goddamn city. The clock told him he needed to be at work soon, but he didn't move from his chair, lowering his hand and looking at the gun on his nightstand. The assaults, the extortion, the lies, the blackmail, and the solitary murder he'd gotten away with over the years were all about to be exposed. His house of cards was teetering and about to collapse. His eyes studied the pistol resting in its holster. Would offering himself be better than what was to come? The humiliation, the hatred. Seeing people lining up to stick the knife in and twist it. Being sent to prison, knowing what would happen to him in there. At least popping himself off would be quicker. Then he jumped as someone started to beat on his front door. Bam, bam, bam! Shit, do they know already? He thought. He hauled himself to his feet and walked slowly over to the door, hesitating for a moment before opening it. But it wasn't the group of armed officers he'd been expecting. It was his partner. "The hell do you want?" the hungover man said. "You're the last person I want to see, right? Get your clothes on," the other man ordered brusquely, brushing past him. "Now." "Yo, what are you doing?" the big man said, as his partner stalked into the bedroom, snatched up a pair of jeans from the back of a chair, and threw them at him. He was about to launch into a tirade of abuse when, to his surprise, his partner turned on the TV. Holding his jeans, the man turned to look as the screen came to life on ABC 7 News. He saw a plume of smoke flowing from the World Trade Center's North Tower. It took some seconds for what he was seeing to register. He stared at his partner, who was checking out of the window. "Every cop and firefighter in the city is heading downtown," he said, the hungover man immediately realizing what had gotten his partner so wired. Forgetting his headache, he quickly pulled on the pants and a shirt before searching for his shoes. He swept up his gun, and less than 20 seconds later, the two men were out the door. The noise of sirens continued to flow into the empty apartment. The time on the clock, reading 8:58 a.m. The date was September 11th, 2001. The luckiest morning of the two men's lives.